Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So, as you know already, that former judge John Thlope has been nominated to serve on the JSC. On the line with us is advocate Linus Breitenbach, who's an MP and a DA Shadow Minister of Justice. Thank you very much for making time for us, advocate, and good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela. Thank you very much.
The DA was very vocal. You were really opposed to this appointment. Just tell us your reasons.
We are very opposed to the appointment. Dr. Thlope was the, or is the first judge to ever be impeached in democratic South Africa. It's an absolute disgrace to be impeached. He was impeached because the Judicial Services Commission found him guilty of gross misconduct, of trying to influence two constitutional court judges. That kind of behavior is so severely beyond the pale that he was impeached. Parliament agreed with the gross misconduct finding and proceeded to impeach Dr. Thlope, who was removed from the office of a judge. For him now to be in Parliament is already offensive. For him to go and sit on the Judicial Services Commission, the same body that found him guilty of the gross misconduct, and sit in judgment of new judges, interviewing new judges to be appointed to decide on their fitness and their propriety. That is such a moral and ethical dilemma, besides the fact that the DA is firmly of the view that this nomination and appointment to the JSC is both irrational and unreasonable and will be vulnerable to a review application.
You have made the point that, you know, you're still going to pursue other avenues to try and reverse this nomination and appointment. You were given a chance to present your case as well as the FF Plus and those who opposed it. Was this fruitful at all? Because we are now here.
No, well, you know, the parliamentary process is such that you have what is called a declaration. Mm. Parties make their declaration, they state their views. But the majority view prevailed, and the majority, there was no division called, and therefore the list went through. Mm. That doesn't mean that that's the end of the line.
Yeah.
We'll certainly work on legislation to close this loophole that now exists. But I've got no doubt that civil society, some NGOs, by tomorrow morning will have taken this decision on review.
Let's just look at who voted for him to be nominated and to be appointed. I believe it's the EFF, and maybe just give us the other names that were voted on.
Look, there was no vote. No division was called, so there was no vote.
All right.
But the declarations in support of Dr. Thlope were from the EFF and from MK.
Mm.
Bossa made a declaration. I'm not quite sure what their position was. It was difficult to discern.
Mm.
And similarly, it was difficult to determine what the IFP's position was.
I'm just wondering, Advocate Breitenbach, whether in this scenario, was there no room to have these discussions before with the GNU partners, where you came to some consensus on how your declaration would be, whether you would all be on the same page on this one?
There were extensive discussions and negotiations. The consensus that was reached between the parties of GNU was that the matter would be put before the National Assembly and that everybody would have the opportunity of making a declaration, which is what happened.
So you are not certain going into this that everybody, well, your partners in the GNU would be opposing his nomination.
Well, that would appear to be the case. Yes.
Sure. All right. I mean, it's a concern that you would have gone into this as a surprise. To be surprised in this manner. Is this something that you're going to be taking up with your national office?
Look, it's not a surprise. Negotiations took place. There were discussions. The consensus that was reached between the GNU partners is that we would make declarations. So there was no surprise. We all knew what the position was.
So, in other words, you knew going into this that the IFP, how they were going to be stating their case, and you were very clear on the ANC's position?
Certainly, the ANC's chief would make their position clear. That is why there was no need for calling of the division.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, and thank you for clarifying that. Going forward, you're saying you're going to take this forward. What are you going to be doing now as a DA?
Well, we're certainly looking at drafting legislation to close the gap that exists in the current legislation and parliamentary rules. And I'm quite sure that by tomorrow morning, some NGO in civil society will have taken this matter on review.
All right. Appreciate your time, Advocate Glynis Breitenbach, MP and DA Shadow Minister of Justice. As you have heard from her, they totally oppose the nomination of former Judge Hlophe, who is now in the JSC, as well as the Freedom Front Plus, seemingly. The EFF was in favor of him being in the JSC, as well as IFP, it seems. Bosa, everybody says they're not quite sure exactly where they stood with that matter. So we'll see. She says they're hoping that some NGO will bring this up and they will want this to be taken on review. So we'll obviously keep an eye on that story. 086-000-00959. You can also send those voice notes on
063-688-0959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.